Hey, it's Steve Sparky. 5 or 55 past the hour here on a Pick and Save Football Friday. Time to check in and look ahead to the next Badgers game and talk about last week's game as well with Colton Bartholomew, of course, of Madison.com and Wisconsin State Journal. All Badger interviews brought to you by Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Sixth generation specializing in plaster, stucco, and historical restoration. Call Creative Construction today. Let's get into last week's games first, Colton, and that is the performance of Graham Mertz. I said earlier this week, while everybody's getting excited about him, I make the comparison of Jordan Love. Jordan Love looked like an average NFL starter probably in preseason, which was an upgrade for him for sure, and he got better. I looked at Graham Mertz and said, okay, he really wasn't forcing the ball. He was taking what was given, but I don't know if that deems, okay, he's fixed. He's going to take that next step now.
Yeah, I've always kind of, or throughout this offseason, I've kind of tempered my feeling for what I think Graham Mertz is. And I think what his best version is kind of what we saw last week, was where he's taking what the defense gives him, or is giving to him, not putting the ball in situations that could be a turnover, and just being smart. And I think that's not to be, like, you know, knocking him in a way that is unfair, but I think at times last year he got so aggressive that he wasn't playing smart football, and that's not going to fly with how this Wisconsin team is built. He has to be smart with the ball. So I think what we saw was a step forward, and I think technically some footwork things and just the way that he looked in the pocket, which was a very clean pocket. You're not going to have that much time against some of the better defenses you're going to play. But I think a lot of things pointed to he's better. I don't know about fixed and is going to be a savior or anything, but at least better and can not be a hindrance on this team like he was at times last year.
You get a new play caller as well in Bobby Engram. I couldn't tell a huge difference from what this Badger offense looked like now versus what it looked like when, you know, somebody else was calling plays like Chris. What did you take away from the first game with Bobby Engram?
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think that was partially because of the opponent. They knew they could just kind of do their bread and butter stuff and still win. I think a couple of things, the offensive line, a couple of just small tweaks of when and where guys are pulling and who their targets are. That's like super technical, but I think the best example of what Bobby Engram brought would be that screen pass that we saw to DK that went for 74 yards or whatever it was, because it was a thing to put in the back of the head of every defense that you play throughout the year, that if you get super aggressive and you start bringing guys off the backside to slow down the run game, they have options and they have plays that they know they can run to beat that. And I think that, in fairness, this team didn't always have that the last couple of years. So I think that was a strategic decision to put that out there in week one and make teams really have to respect, hey, if you're just going to leave your one cornerback with a receiver on the backside of a play, we can whip around and throw him a little screen with an offensive lineman coming out at it and really take advantage of it.
Overall, what did you think of the Badgers' offensive line play? Obviously, Braylon Allen did what he did running the football, but what did you think of as far as how they did pass blocking?
Pass blocking was solid. I think that that was a larger function of the fact that there wasn't a really good edge rusher that they faced there. But I think what I want to see is just more consistently finishing plays. I think this is partially because they have some guys that are in new spots and kind of learning on the fly in terms of playing together and playing at their individual position. But I think just having plays extend a little bit longer and that second level as the offensive line is kind of the next step for them. A pretty decent showing in week one, but I think this is going to get better as they're used to their new roles and playing together as a unit.
55 past the hour, sponsored to you by Young Express. If you're looking for a new gig or career field, check them out at youngexpress.com. Talking with Colton Bartholomew. Now they get Washington State coming up this week, and a former Badger running the football for Washington State, and Nakia Watson, who put up over 100 yards last week against Idaho. I can't say I'm all that concerned about facing Watson this week with this Badgers defense.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned with most of the running backs that are going to play this year until they get to Big Ten play. I think that Watson, what they're trying to do with this offense is really spread you thin with your wide receivers, right? Is get your corners and get linebackers out of the box, and then hope that they get one seal, one lane, and then it's a big play in the run game just because of the numbers advantage they have with five offensive linemen. But I just don't think that that's going to happen all too often, because I think this defensive line is going to be able to hold up and is going to be able to kind of jam some of those things up. And one of the things that really held Nakia Watson back when he was here in Madison was his vision. And I just don't think that with the amount of decisions that the running back for a Badger has to make, I don't think he was just capable of doing that. This is a lot more to his style, where it's, hey, this is your hole you're going to, and just go hit it. And I think that's why you're seeing some more success out of him early on this season. He's kind of got his feet under him in that program. But I agree with you. I don't think that's a massive threat that the Bats really have to worry about.
And like you said about this offense, their quarterback Cam Ward threw for, what, almost over 4,500 yards last year, 47 touchdowns. So he put up huge numbers. Do we think these Badger corners are up to the task?
Yeah, I mean, we should probably preface it. That was at the FCS level at Incarnate Word. I think they're up to the task in a sense. Like, the biggest thing that's been kind of a thorn in the side of Jim Leonard defenses, and you could probably say this about every good defense, is that when they play a quarterback that can extend plays and that can run around in the backfield and, you know, kind of cause havoc in that way, they've had trouble. You look at guys like Adrian Martinez, Nebraska. You know, Wisconsin has won all those games against Nebraska, but Martinez had good games, put up good numbers. So I think Cam Ward has the ability to do some of those things that have given the Badgers fits. But I think what they're going to be able to do with guys like Nick Herbig and Darryl Peterson off the edge is pressure, but doing it in a way that if Ward does get out of the pocket one side, they've got somebody waiting for him. And I think they're going to be kind of prepared to not let another mobile quarterback do too much damage to them. So on the back end, I think we saw the biggest issue that they're going to face every week is that, you know, if a team is just going to throw up a bunch of 50-50 balls, they're going to win some of them, they're going to lose some of them as a defense. So that's probably going to be the case again this week. So they're probably going to let up a big play or two, but I think overall, again, be solid. So I think overall, the defense up to the task is just going to come down to how many of those 50-50 balls are they going to let up versus how many can they turn into PBUs or interceptions.
Badgers Washington State 2:30 kick coming up on Saturday. And Washington State's coach, Jake Dickert, is that how you say it? Born in Kohler, about 115 miles outside of Madison. And he's a fan of all the Wisconsin sports teams, so I'm sure this is a pretty big deal for him.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to think about this, the journey he's had from Point to where he's at now. And he got this job under some not awesome circumstances last year with their former coach and everything that happened there, when he was refusing the vaccine and they had to kind of get him out of there from a state law. So obviously when you take a job in that circumstance and then have success and get the interim tag taken off, they clearly like what he's doing and the culture he's building there. So some good things for him. And I think that they know that this is a tough one in terms of they're not going to have the advantages on either line, and they're really just going to have to hope for some big plays on offense to kind of make this a shootout. But a good story for a Wisconsin guy making good.
One last angle I want to take on this, and that is this defense of Washington State. They led the Pac-12 last year in takeaways with 29, multiple takeaways in 11 of their last 14 games. And we talked about Graham Mertz earlier in the interview as far as, you know, taking what the defense gives him. This may be another test for him not to try and force the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it comes down to, I think we're going to see a lot more of the play action pass game and what the Badgers are going to look like overall in this week than we did last week, because I think they are going to have to be smart and give Mertz defined reads, and I'm not saying easy reads, but things where it says, okay, I'm looking deep for a guy that might be open, and then I'm looking underneath and checking it down if he's not there. So I think we're going to see a lot more of that off the play action than we did in the week ago.
One last one for you. How big of a deal is that Hunter Waller injury, losing him now for a while?
It's a pretty big deal. I the only position I felt like on the team that was a huge drop-off from the number one, number two, besides quarterback, was that safety, because I thought Torchio and Waller were going to have a great, you know, A and B, kind of yin and yang, work off each other relationship from that safety spot. I'm a little concerned with the guys behind him just from a speed sense, because Waller was playing free safety. They kind of interchange him and Torchio with the positions they play and the roles they take on with that safety spot. And I don't think the guys they have behind him have the speed to really match that in full. But I think what they're going to be able to do is kind of pair up enough with Kamoi Latu and Preston Zachman and a couple of the other guys that have at safety. Austin Brown's a freshman who might be able to get some more reps. to make up for it enough. But I think you are losing a pretty talented playmaker and a guy that they had a lot of big plans for in this defense in Hunter Waller.
He is Colton Bartholomew. Of course, check him out at Madison.com and the Wisconsin State Journal. Tell everybody about Badgers Extra that you guys have started up now.
Yeah, so if you've been a fan of our coverage on Madison.com, we've kind of expanded it with Badger Extra. If you're a Madison.com subscriber, we love you. We very much appreciate everything you guys have allowed us to do. This is just going to be a little bit extra and a little bit more. If you're really into the Badgers, check it out. We've got exclusive interview series and exclusive podcasts and all types of content for the real diehard Badger fans out there. So check out Badger Extra and, you know, consider a subscription there as well.
Follow Colton on Twitter as well at CBARWSJ. Hey, man, thanks so much for coming. I will talk to you throughout the season.
Yeah, anytime, Sarky. Thanks, man.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Colton Bartholomew again. Check out Badgers Extra as well. They're doing a great job. Jim Polzine, we got Jake Kokorowski, Colton Bartholomew. Check it out. You'll love all the added additional Badger coverage. Every time we have a Badger interview on, it's brought to you by Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Six generations specializing in plaster, stucco, tuck pointing, and historical restoration. Call Creative Construction today. It is a Pick and Save Football Friday. Each Friday, you'll get a Packer-specific interview. You'll get a Badger-specific interview. And, of course, fantasy football each week as well with Ian Harditz. And again, remember now, we tape these interviews the day before they air on the radio and the day before they are on the website. So for, say, fantasy football purposes, you know, you'll want to get those emails or tweets in, I should say, prior to, say, Thursday morning if you want to get those questions asked to Ian Harditz each and every week. But always a fun time talking to the guys over at the Wisconsin State Journal, as we will do the rest of the year. Have a good one.